Okay, let's get into Kilayim Daf Chaf, the 20th Daf here in Maseches Kilayim. Very exciting, we're into the 20s. And we'll start off with just a thought from the end of last year. Yesterday we spoke about how if one has an irrigated patch right in the middle between two areas which are would be considered a hefsek, but they're not. The Gemara has grid shura. You have a grid. You have a dry, arid area, which again, grid we said was not irrigated. It was only watered by rain. Vishura geder, and then you have a shura next to a geder, and then you have in the middle, you have planted. So those two on the sides will be mevatel and not let you have a separate growth in the middle. Says the Rav Chaim Kinievsky, Choshedesh Ashura, the lo amrinan de osa shura mutali zara, kol min sheyirtze, da somcha the grid, veino kilayim. It's next to the fence area and it's next to the grid area. No, you don't say that. The kibit sha grid chovesh, since the dry area and the next area next to the fence, which has the status of grid, as we said yesterday, since that surrounds the area that potentially can be planted, batel hashura lagabi grid kazeh. Batel shura kazeh, he says, because he has the picture on the bottom, and therefore it's batel. So this is not bitel in the normal sense of the word, like we know achrei rabim lahatos, you follow the majority. So here you are following the majority, but usually bitel is where you can no longer identify the miut, and then it's just mevutal in the majority. So this is a different type of bitel. This is what we would call rubo kikulo. That if the majority is something, then we would define the whole area in that way. Again, not because there was a mixture that got mixed up, but Ruba Kukulo, right, it's the first daf in Maseches Sukkah, Rashi discusses Ruba Kukulo regarding the Schach. And again, that's not relating to the idea of bittul, because you can see the schach, exactly what the schach is, and what's the kosher schach, that kosher schach, but it goes by the rov, right? And the meat is kamisha eno. Why? Because you define it in a certain way. You define the schach in a, you define the sukkah in a certain way. So this is a sugya that comes up in a number of places. The Stipler at the beginning of Sukkah talks about it based on that Rashi. But I'll quote another one, which we've mentioned in the past, and that's regarding the Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Zayin says, quotes the principle of Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar Harov. One does not follow the majority when it comes to monetary law. Right? There's a Cheskas Mamon and Hamotz Bechaver Alav Araya. So Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar Harov. Tosfos there discusses, if you don't follow the B'mamon Achar Harov, so how do you follow a rove in Bezdin, right? Dinim Amunis Bishloshin, you go by the rove. Eich Mahani Rove Adayanim B'mamon, Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar Harov. Tosfos quotes, the rove by Dayanim is different. The shiny ruba de dayanim, the chashiv miut de tu kamisha eno. No, the miut by dayanim is different, because the miut is considered like nothing. So again, the dayanim are not batel, they're identifiable, it's not a mixture here, so bitel is being used in a different way. You define the whole area, like an argamara. You define the area by the grid, and it's one area, so you can't plant in the middle. So here Tutosa says, you define the roven bezdin differently. What does that mean? So that's where Reb Chaim and the Grachal Hashas explains. The Ubir Devrayim Nira, Dihine Beruba Ikatre Gavni. There are two concepts in Rov. They're both called Rov, but they're really two concepts. Number one, Shehu Mevarer Umachria Es HaSafik. There's a suffik, you don't know what, so this is what the halacha is. And number two, and that's what generally Rov is. You're not sure if it's Usser, it's Mutter, so it got mixed in, so you say this is, you go by the Rov. And number two, Bamidi Dilo Shaya Klal Suffik. Cases where it is not subject to suffik at all. There's no doubt here. Could go Beshchita Simanim, like by shechting the simanim of an animal, the pipes, the windpipe, the veshet, the kana, the kaimel, and Ruba Kagula. We paskin, if you do the majority of it, it's good. There's no mixture here. No mixture here. It's Rubo Kakulo. There's no suffix when it comes to a mixture of liquids. The pshitalan, here it's pashit lo nechtu b'yetzimanim. You know, by the shchita, there's a minority that was not cut. So you mean ruba kakulo. V'chem pshita ladika hacha miyad iser. You know, in the liquids, there's a miyad of iser. L'chara tamua, hechad matzino makala rov kazeh. Says Rav Chaim, that's this concept of Bezdin. Vihine, Dini Makar, Adid, Dazlina Basarovu, Machir Abim Lahatos, Veshamatzinud, Shnei Dinim Nefradim, Velshneim Chal Din Echad, Yalfinim Machir Abim Lahatos, it's two separate Dinim, even though they're both learned out from that Pasik, Afti in Yoneim Nefradim Hema, even though they're two totally different concepts. Tihine, Bedinim Amadis, Bidin Gimel Dayanim, Ubedin Nefashis Chav Gimel. By a Bezdin, you need three judges, or you need 23 judges. So how do you follow the Rove if half the judges, or a minority of the judges, let's say it's 13 to 10. So there are 10 judges that are saying mutter, that are saying putter. So how could you, you're only following 13, you have to follow 23, you can't follow 13. So says Reb Chaim, that's the Chiddush, and that's what Tosfos is telling us here. Dafilu lu yadin be'amitaso karov mikol makom arimia to kamri lahefach enam yodim adin ve'enam morim kain v'chaser minyan shel bezdim elavadei pshita to kiva dika gzeres hakasev to be'in on kach v'kach sanhedrin v'gam didachrem lahatos. Right, there's a din daraisa that you need this many judges, and there's a din daraisa that you follow the majority. It must be that there's a composite, unified psakdin that is rubo kikulo in the give and take and the masu umatan that everybody gets a vote. So then it's hoch anachar harov. But when Bezdin issues the psak, Reb Chaim says that is a one unified psak based on all the judges. I mean about the rubo kikulo. V'ibkin harayika kvar kol min yinas sanhedrin v'ibseda lameida me'achta mahani merubo b'sanhedrin d'chashiv rubo kikulo. Right, and that's different than hochin achar harov. And then the footnote he quotes from the Granat. Rabbi Philly Chuff from Radin, he says, this answers the question of the Mordechai, the first parak in Chula, where the Mordechai said, why do you follow the Rov by the Sanhedrin? Dayanim are sitting down, they're Kavua, and we know the principle of Kol Kavua, Kemechzal Mechzadami, all Kavua is half and half. So therefore, how can you follow the majority of the judges? So he answers, oh, we're not following the judges, we're following the words in the psak that they said, and that's nifrash, that's comes out of the mouth of the dayanim, so called the parsh meruba parsh. It's unbelievable that this is even discussed. But Reb Chaim says, you know what the answer is? No, because when it comes to Bezdin, there isn't a rov and a miut. There's one psak that's given by the Bezdin. They try to figure it out. And he continues that here Bez is giving one psak. It's not. It's like shchitas rov simanim. V'lo amrina damiyat simanim are kavua. He continues, but that's why it's not shy. So. The concept of rove goes by determining definitions, and that is what is mentioned here in our Gemara when you have the different shuros. Okay, we are up to the second to last line on Yutes Amid Beis. Here we go. So we switch the first word, it says gavi there, so we switch the girsa. It should either be gabo or gago. The Rasiolio has gabo. Gabo shall gather. You have a fence next to a field, and you plant this dirt on top of the fence, and you plant on top of that wall, on top of the mechitza. So is that a problem? So the Gemara says, gago, right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has the girsa of gago, the roof of the wall, or the Rasilio says gavo, the top, either way, gavo shall geder kisados, is like a field, and therefore, the following brisa. Shtei sado zu al gabe zu. You have two fields next to each other, but one has a higher elevation. There's 10 tefachim in between on the wall between the lower field and the higher field. So hal yona smucha lacharitz. The upper one is keilu is considered next to a hole, and just like we said in our Mishnah, if a field is next to a hole that is 10 tefachim deep, so then you can plant on top, you can plant on the bottom, because that's the separation, like there's a mechitza there. So ha'alyona is considered smucha l'charitz, v'atachtona, and the bottom one is considered smucha l'gader, is considered next to a wall, and therefore there is no problem planting on top of the wall. On top of the wall. Debei Rabbi Yane Amri, geder mutter l'zroa bo kol min turbechinei. Any type on the top of the wall that he would want. What's turbechinei? The Marafolda says, kol min sheyirtze. Any type that he would want, lashon ma'adanim. It's a lashon of a delicacy. So on the top, there's no problem. The geder now, the Gemara says, the Mishnah told us that the geder next to a fence is all good. You can plant two different species on two different sides of the fence. Says the Gemara, yesh balahakel, yesh balahachmir. Really, a geder, there are some elements that are lakula and some elements that are lachumra, as we will see. If you look at the language of the stipler in the Gilyonos in the back, his lashon of interpreting this line of the Gemara, he says, Pashut, de kishachotetz bein haminim matirhu. When you have a mechitza that separates between different types, it's going to be lakul and a matir. Ukshemakif, a choveshish neaminim, when it brings them together and surrounds them and makes them unified, and mitzurif, gorem leiser, kidim afarish. It's obvious that when you're talking about a wall, there's a wall of separation and a wall of inclusion. So that's what's going on here. Vigedo yeshbo lahakel, viyeshbo lahachmir. Hey, Chavida, what does it mean? So pachos, mi beis rova mukrach, bitoch sadei tua. If somebody has less than a base rova cleared off between within a sada tua asulas robo, you can't plant there because you need a base rova. As we're going to learn, you need a base rova of area between fields or within a field to be able to plant separately, unless it's in the formation of a rosh tor. But if not, that you need a base rova. So if you have a less than a base rova in a clearing between the fields and the sada tua, you can't plant there. Hekifo geder, but what if you put a fence around that less than a base rova? Hekifo geder mutter. So if you've closed off in the clearing, so you can plant on either side of the walls, right? That's a mechitza, and that creates a heter. You don't even need any space, right? So that's in terms of a wall creating a heter. Base rova bebika, but what if you have a whole base rova in a bika in an unplanted area? So you have a base rova, so you mutul is rovo shnei minim. On the opposite sides of this base rova, you could plant. Could plant two different minim. Hekifo geder, but if you put a fence around the entire bika, so then, usher, then you're not going to be able to plant in here, even if it has a base rova in between, because the fence, the wall, brings it all together and unifies it and is mitzaref everything that is inside. We'll see later on, is there any shear? If it's so far away, if you have such a far, huge field, you know, is there a shear that even if it's enclosed, it's going to be allowed? But we'll have to see that. But we see here from examples. So if you put the wall around the middle area that's not big enough, that creates a mechitza and it's lakula. And here, if you have enough space, but then you put a wall around everything, that is mitzarif it. Right? We have that concept in other areas of halacha too, just to quote one, and that is for afreshes challah. Hachala. When is a dough considered one large dough? And when is it separate? Let's say I have a couple of doughs. I'm making various doughs. So how am I mitzari fit the different doughs? So the Shmir Shabbos writes in the second volume, in his Dine HaFarshas Chala, says the Shmir Shabbos, Shtei isos vein shalanda mechad. You have two doughs owned by one person. V'kalachas pachas ben ashir hanal. Each one has the less than the shear of chala. That you would have to be mafresh chala. Avol biyachad yesh bahen kedei lehischai v'afresh chala. And you want to do the mitzvah. You put these two doughs together, you would have enough to have to take off chala. Fein mi minecha shel tfuah, it's from the same type of grain. Veino makvich lo yisar v'zubazen. I'm not so makvich about that they don't mix in with each other. Yanichan v'kliyachad. Put them all in one bowl. V'yachasa osan b'mape o b'kli, and to cover it with a towel, with a paper towel, with a kli, cover it so it's all connected. Vim, and therefore, and then it could be one, it'd be mitzurif in the bowl. V'meinam menuchas b'kli echad, and if you're not in one bowl, yanichan al mapa. V'yachasa b'shteim, just cover it with a towel. V'yafresh chala, v'yafyivarech ala farshazu, that's a real connection. And therefore, you would even make a bracha, and it's mitzuref lachala. Din zeshal tziref l'shir chala, talk of gam kasher mitzarfim shnei difri ma'afem yiminachad. Shekolachad meyem upachas ben ashir. Two different baked goods, baked items. Each one is less than the shir. Loto kliyecha, you put them all in one kli. O amapa achas, that makes it connected. Shows again, yakmet she'isos o divri ma'afem yigu zebozeh. The best lachachila is for them to touch. So what is called a kli? What's called a kli? Fascinating footnotes here in the Shmir Shabbos. What happens if they're in separate plastic bags? You already put the challahs away in the freezer. You remember that you didn't think of challah, whatever it is. You put them in separate plastic bags. The heim aruzim. They're in separate plastics. Shamati migon Shlomo Zalman Oyer Bach. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. De efshar sheinim mitzarfim yachad. maybe they're not connected because they're in separate bags. The kiva charbi anashim rishonim sofrim. Many rishonim hold that even the tzir of sal doesn't help. You have to be touching. So here, even though we paskin mikra did that, they don't have to be touching. But here, where they can't touch, even if you put them together, so maybe that's worse. Even if they would be touching the bags, after the Kashfina Luke and Salam Nefradim, maybe they would be considered separate because they're machalik. If you just have tin foil on them, he says, I don't think that would be machalik. Ulamim call lechem rak atuf biniyar shapir near it the butal agabi alechem the chashiv kinogin vasal mitzarfan avalo besakios defrados. Tin foil on them, I don't think would be a problem in terms of the tziruf, but the bags would. He says later on in that footnote. What about the refrigerator? The refrigerator is a kli. You put them all in the freezer. You put them all in. Would that be mitzarif? V'chei shemati begonim shlomo zalman the efshar dimekarer lo chashiv klal kemapa achas aleihem. No. You got to take them out of the counter, put them on the counter, and put a towel over all of them to be mitzarif. Not the fridge. That's not going to work. Letzarif shtei petikos yachad im ein b'kol echad kishir chalawai v'bnei shemekarer tafkido rak ki'ichsun lekirur. It's a storage. Asher gam basa mechalav nimsoam sham. Begam after the chashav and abigim mechubah lekarka. Maybe it's not even a kli. It's a mechubar because it's so heavy. So then I would only be mafresh without a bracha if that was the tziruf. But again, this is some halachas of hafreshes chala that come up. Often it comes up. Where's the most lamaisa where it comes up? Where somebody forgot to be mafresh chala. So they already have the separated chalas. And then you got to put them together and be mafresh then. So that's where it comes up in terms of this. In terms of the serif. Okay, so we said that a mechitza, a wall, could be lakula or lachumra. If it's lakula, if it's separating a place that's not big enough, and it's lachumra, if it's big enough, and then it's going to make it all into one place. Next, says the Gemara, geder zarua. That's what the Rasilio adds in. So we have this wall that you planted on top. We said that you're no problem. You're allowed to plant on top that's not kilayim with what's below. Because it's ki'ilu, the bottom one has a wall next to it, and the upper one has a dish next to it. But, does this fence also, a usual fence, is machalik between, and mafrid between the two sides of the fence. But what if you have something on top of the fence? Maybe then it loses its power to separate. Because it itself is within the world of zraim. So, geder zarua, maush yatzla zazram. Could a planted, where you planted on top of the fence, could that still save the zraim? Or similar, grid zarua, the dry area that only gets watered from the rain and not from the irrigation, that you planted there. So that usually, grid is usually a separation. But what if you planted there? Maush yatzla zayera, can it save the vegetables next to it? So that's the question. Says the Marafolda, Mashin Israel Leim Pshita the Matzilin. What's on top of then surely is Matzil, like we said before. Kedarina Leel Zorea Bokom Ashirtsa. Ela im Matzilin Gamkin Kilayim Shebitsidein. The question is it going to save the Kilayim that is next to them? So, Rav Shmuel B'Shem Rav Zira Shama Melamin Adah. See, he first quotes from a Brisa, maybe from this Tosefta, you can prove it. What does it say? V'somech L'shar She'ilon She'yavshu. You're allowed to plant things right next to dried out tree roots that are above the ground, right next to them you can plant. So what does it sound like? What do we even daik? Only if the tree roots are totally dried out and nothing's growing on them, could you plant next to them. Lo amar ela yavshu halach aser. But if they would be moist and lachor stuff would be growing on them, so then it wouldn't be able to be mafsik. So that proves lachumra. We're comparing the top of tree roots to the top of a wall. But and just like the tree roots, if they would have stuff growing on them, it wouldn't be able to be mafsik. So too, the on top of the wall. So Gemara says, no, but maybe you can prove the opposite from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Shamalei Min Hadah. So Michlabar, what does our Mishnah say? You could put things right next to the boor, the near, the uncultivated, a lagafa, and a pile of stones, Laderech, next to the road, Lageder, Shigavoa, Asara Tvachim, and to a fence that's 10 Tvachim high, and the Gra as in the next line of the Mishnah, which is the most important one, Ula Ilan Shumesach Alaaretz. And also a tree that has very low-lying branches. Remember, if it's less than 3 Tvachim, it's Ki'ilu, it's on the ground, and anything growing under it is not going to be a problem with anything right next to it. So the tree has stuff is growing. The tree has leaves. That's the point. And yet, that's going to be mafsik. So Hada'amar shegeder zerum atzilas zerum. So if you that line in the Mishnah of the tree, so that shows that the geder is the geder that is a fence that has a plantation or seeds on top of it would be matzil. What's next to it? So Gemara says maybe it's not a raya. Maybe our Mishnah is not a raya, meaning the tree growing, that would be a hefsek, but the seeds on a wall, that might not be. Afilu tema, we skip the next five words, it's taken out. Afilu tema, ain't gather zeru matzlos azram. Even if you want to say that a gather with that zeru on top of it does not save, you could fit that in and still say that the tree is going to help. Shan yehi hachad, the tree case is different. Shu gather zeru up. A tree is really a hefsek, much more different than just seeds on the fence. So therefore, don't bring me a raya from the Mishnah. Right, we're talking here about, we spoke in the first brisa, that we defended that sad, that if you had stuff growing on top of it, it's asur, but if it's dried out, then you could plant next to the sharshe ilan, the roots of a tree. The roots of a tree. The roots of a tree also comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, interestingly. The roots of a tree. We know there's an Isser Durabanan of Hishtamshus Be'ilan on Shabbos. I'll have to use a tree on Shabbos. I can't hang up my... Besides the fact that a tree, if I move it, would be Muksa, right? It's Muksa Machmas Gufo. I'm not allowed to use a tree. I can't hang my jacket on. I can't put a sefer on the tree, right? That's the halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos and Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Hishtamshus Be'ilan, the root of it is going back Zeir Hashem Yachtoch. Maybe you might rip off a branch if you're using the tree. So because of that, Chazal asserted all using trees. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Lamed Vav, Ein Olin Be'ilan, Bein Lach Bein Yavish. You can't climb a tree on Shabbos, whether it's a dry, totally dried out dead tree, or even or in a live tree. Ve'nitzlim bo, ve'ein mishtamshin b'mechuba l'karka klal. You're not allowed to use anything. You're not allowed to use the tree. Gezerah shemiyala v'yitlosh. Because, going back Gezerah, you might come to go up and rip off a branch. What happens if you went up on the tree on Shabbos? This is a fascinating, striking discussion. If you went up on the tree on Shabbos, so b'shogeg, you could come down. What about b'mezid? Right, so what's worse, using the tree? We're going to make you stay up in the tree? But that's using the tree also. Maybe we want to get you down as fast as possible. So if you went up a shogig, you didn't know it was us, or you didn't know it was Shabbos, so you're allowed to come down, even though coming down itself is using the tree, we're not going to make you stay up there. B'mezid asur leirid. B'mezid, we find you, you have to stay right there. Can't move. V'mala mi bod yom, and if you went up on Friday, b'chol gavni mutar leirid mishach hashecha. You could come, only if you went up on Shabbos, you have this issue. If you went up on Friday, you could definitely come down. V'yesh omrim, but others say, no, who says? Tahani milik shayi daito leirid mi bod yom. Only if you had in mind to go up on, come down before Shabbos. If not, if you had a mind to stay there at Shabbos, you can't come down. Because you had kavana to be there. So this is about trees. What about Shar She'ilon, our Gemara? Right, Shar She'ilon, that's the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. What about the roots of a tree? I'm allowed to use the tree roots. So it depends how tall they are. Shar She'ilon ha'gavoh min aret slosha tvachim. If they're three tvachim high, so then that's considered tree. And therefore, also the shamish b'hem. Therefore, you can't use them. Even though the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though there's no not shayach to talk about the reason. Gzeir shema yachtoch, right? There are no branches here. But we say that's called tree if it's three tefachim high. If it's less than three tefachim, it's just the bottom of the stump. They can sit on that. The karka hashivi, because it is considered karka. It's not considered ilan in that case. And what if it goes up and down, the roots span across a few feet, so it depends. In the spots where it's three tefachim high, you cannot use it. In the spots where it's less than three tefachim, then it's lavud, then you can use it. So Shar She'ilon come up in Hilchos Shabbos as well. So you're not allowed to use a tree. So that you're not allowed to use Hishtamshus Be'ilon, but you could use Stadeh Ilon, right? You could use two steps removed. Two steps removed, that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses later on in that Simin. In Shin Lamed Vav, Yud Gimel, Asal Shabbos, but Stud the Elon. Right? If I have a nail going into the tree, I'm not allowed to hang my jacket on that nail on Shabbos, because that's called stud de ilan. Chazal asked also stud de ilan. The only thing that's mutter is stud de ilan. Let's say I have a hammock that is hanging between two trees. So if the hammock is directly hanging, the ropes go around the tree, then the hammock is stud de ilan, and I'm not allowed to go in the hammock. That's only one step removed from the tree. But if there are nails going into the tree, so the nails are stud de Elon, and the hammock is attached to the nails, so the hammock is study Elon, so I'm allowed to go on the hammock. I can't put the hammock on the nails on Shabbos because that's using the nails. But if the hammock is already there, then one is allowed to go on the hammock on Shabbos because that is study Elon. That's a little bit about Sharshe Elon, which come up here in our in our sugya. We continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yudin Boy, gridu meshech maushi itztarfu. What if you have grid? Remember, we had grid the past today and yesterday. The grid is the area that's drier that you don't irrigate, but it just gets watered by the rain, and it's noticeably different. So that's why it could create a hefsek. So grid v'meshech. What if you have grid and you have irrigated area maushi itztarfu? Could they combine? Could they combine? And the Gemara gives the following case, and the question is, can you combine irrigated and not irrigated fields, areas, in order to create the six tefachim to create the hefsek? Hey, Chavida, what's the case? Hayisham makom orach, eser amosu mechzal rochav shisha. You have an area 10 by 6, between two things that can't have kelayim, that you can't plant next to each other, between vegetables and yirakos and tefuah. You have this big area of 10 by 6 between yirakos and tefuah. Eidot sar grid. You don't need grid next to it. You don't need. You have the vegetables and then the big area of 10 by 6, and then you have grid. You don't need it, but if you had it, Asa grid mikan mutar lisbok shtei ruchosav. So can two different types of land combine to be the hefsek? That's the question. You don't need this grid, but what if you use it? Can it combine in order to create a hefsek area? And look in the pictures, you see how it is combining. So that question is not answered. Again, look in the on the bottom in the pictures of Rechaim Kanievsky in the bottom of the art school. They also I saw have pictures relating to how this is actually laid out and whether they can be combined. There's no answer given to that question. Tani, Rav Yehuda son ben Yosi Omer, Hayisham Sela Aruka Asara Varachav Arba. We spoke in the Mishnah about a wall or a rock. If the rock was four tefachim long and 10 tefachim high. So we said that was a hefsek, right? The asara tefachim. What happens if the rock is not so high? The asara, arucha asara, v'racha rabba. It's 10 length and 4 width. 4 width. But it's not 10 tefachim high. So could that create a hefsek? So, mutu lisbach ala mishdei ruchoseha. So the two, you have this area that's 10 by 4, so on the top and the bottom of the 10, where you have 10 in between, that's good enough. You could plant on those two. Only on the sides of the next to the long, the short, it would be called the short side, with where you have 10 tefachim in between the two plants. Haisa sara la sara, if it's an area of 10 by 10, then wherever you plant would be okay. Then you could plant on all four sides, even though the tips, the corners of the fields, are going to be near each other, but that's Rosh Tor. That would be okay. You could still plant there. So again, this is about whether, if you don't have the rock, if it's 10 tefachim high, then you could plant right next to each other, right? 10 tefachim high wall, that you can plant right next to the wall. But if it's not 10 tefachim, then you have to go by the length and the width of the rock itself. 10 tefachim high comes up in sukkah, right? The shortest wall for sukkah is 10 tefachim, unless you have good achis, good asik, you have an imaginary one, but also for Hilchos Shabbos. So we know the Hilchos Shabbos, the beginning of Hilchos, the simanim that we have relating to Erevin and the first simon in the fourth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Mem Hei, where he talks about the four Rishuyos. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis U'makom Ptur. What is the definition of each of these? What is a Rishus HaYachid? So the Gemara said, the Shulchan Aruch says right here, Makom HaMukaf Mechitzos Gevoz Azar HaTvachim. A mechitza in halachic terms is 10 tefachim. That's why in our Gemara, we spoke about the 10 tefachim. If it's not 10 tefachim high, then you can't plant next to it. And you have to go by the distance of the length or the width. of the rock. So a merchant Yachid has to be surrounded by walls. Gavos mukaf v'chidus gavos hasaratachim v'yishbar ba tvachim la ba tvachim, and it's the area of the merchant Yachid has to be at least 4x4 tvachim. Oh yo, there are more v'kein chritz. Or if you have a ditch that is 10 tvachim deep, that functions as its walls. V'racham arba l'arba, and is 4x4 tvachim wide. V'chein tel, or if you have a mountain in the middle of the street where you're able to view the mountain, you have to figure out how to do the slope. But also, if it's 10 tvachim and 4 wide on top, that would be a rishus ha-yachid. The Shulchan Aruch does say, interesting, based on the Gemara, Ksalim, which relates to our Gemara. Ksalim ha-mekifa rishus ha-yachid, if you have walls that surround the rishus ha-yachid, walls that are making it into a rishus ha-yachid, but the walls themselves are not 4 tfachim wide, still, whatever you plant on top of those walls, let's say you put dirt on the walls, al-gabeyem rishus ha-yachid, afilu einem rechavan arba. Even if the walls are not 4 wide, anything on top of the walls that you plant, or let you left there, let's say you left something on top of the walls, you want to take it into Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, you can. You can, because that's called Rishus HaYachid. Why is it called Rishus HaYachid? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, She'ovi aksalim ein rochav avyan arba tvachim, k'shir Rishus HaYachid, if yilachi, yesh shem Rishus HaYachid, gam al avyan milamala. V'yatam, and what is the reason? Right, quoting from the Gemara, if they made what's inside of them into Rishus HaYachid, so surely they themselves must be Rishus HaYachid too, because not only would they cause it, but they themselves are. So that's Rishus HaYachid, needs those 10 Tvachimai walls. Rishus HaRabim has separate definitions, major machlokas we've shown him, for the ingredients, 16 Tvachim wide, no roof, and the question is, no walls, but what about Shishim Rebo? That's the major machlokas, whether one needs that for to be called Rishus HaYachid, to be called Rishus HaRabim or not. Okay, not for us now. We will stop here.